From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Barack Obama is honoring the nation's top police officers. At a Rose Garden ceremony at the White House, the president praised the winners of a National Police Association Award for officers who showed courage in the line of duty.
We will be forever in debt to those who wear the badge, to men and women with a deep sense of duty and a willingness to serve and sacrifice on our behalf.
He also says they represent the quiet courage found in officers across the nation. Mitt Romney discussed his own family and offered a defense of Christianity in a commencement speech at Liberty University in Virginia. He said there is no greater force for good in the nation than Christian conscience in action. The presumptive Republican presidential candidate barely mentioned his Mormon faith, but drew sustained applause when he said marriage is a relationship between one man and one woman. A group of veteran civil rights leaders have written an open letter embracing President Obama's support for same-sex marriage. But NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the issue remains divisive for the black community and the rest of the nation.
The letter, signed by NAACP Chairman Emeritus Julian Bond and civil rights icon Reverend Joseph Lowery, among others, says they concur with Mr. Obama's view because, quote, we cannot fight to gain rights for some and not for all. But some African-American faith leaders, such as Reverend Michael Waters of Dallas, Texas, think many in the black community believe, as he does, that same-sex marriage undermines marriage. Walters told NPR's Tell Me More.
I do not find President Obama's stance on marriage to be same-sex marriage to be compatible with Christian teaching, tradition, and authority.
A new Gallup poll finds that 39% of Americans say the president's support of same-sex marriage will affect their votes. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Turkey's foreign minister says two journalists captured and held in Syria for 2 months have been released by Damascus. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that Iran negotiated the pair's release.
The two detained journalists were flown to Tehran, according to Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, adding that Ankara is sending a plane to bring them back to Turkey. The reporter and photographer went missing in northern Idlib province in early March, and their families were not permitted to speak with them until last week. Turkey relied on Tehran's help to win the journalists' freedom because Ankara's own relations with Syria have soured since Turkey condemned the Syrian regime's crackdown on dissent that began more than a year ago. Iran remains Syria's most important ally in the region. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
A former Rome police officer has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for inappropriately touching a 17-year-old student. Marcus McReynolds pleaded guilty Friday to charges of making false statements, violating his oath of office, and misdemeanor sexual battery. McReynolds was fired from the department. He must undergo counseling and pay a $3,000 fine. This is NPR News. Boston University is mourning the deaths of three of its students. The school will hold a candlelight vigil this evening for the students. They were killed in New Zealand when their minivan crashed during a weekend trip. At least five other students from the university were injured in the accident early Saturday, including one who was in critical condition. Facebook is updating its privacy policy just days before its initial public offering. As NPR's Steve Henn reports, the move will allow Facebook more leeway to use information it collects about its 900 million users to target ads across the internet.
Facebook said Friday it was updating its privacy policy in response to an investigation by the Irish Data Protection Authorities last year. Facebook's European headquarters are based in Ireland, and officials there had asked Facebook to become more transparent. But the changes will give Facebook more freedom to use information it collects about its users to target and sell ads on other websites, something the social network hasn't done before. The company also gave itself more wiggle room on how long it will store the data it collects. Previously, it said it would keep information for only 180 days. Now it will keep data about its users for, quote, as long as necessary. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.
Attacks carried out by Afghan police have killed three NATO troops in Afghanistan today, while a fourth died of non-battle-related injuries. All four members of the U.S.-led military coalition died in southern Afghanistan, where much of the fighting has been concentrated. NATO provided no other details about the deaths. So far this month, 18 NATO service members have been killed in Afghanistan. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.